Here today talking with Bernie Goldbach, who is an ex-officer in the USAF, the US Air Force. I just wanted to ask him some opinions on the current problems that are going on with Boeing, with their 787 Dreamliner systems. What is your personal opinion? What's going on there? What do you think is the problems and what's going down there?
There are lots of some big problems, Mark, but the largest one's the one with smoke in the cockpit and fires. So it's a battery problem. They use batteries to do everything big, like stop the aircraft. There's big weight savings you can get there without having hydraulic servers and all the line for the hydraulic pressure. But battery power, electric power takes a lot of energy when you're trying to stop a heavy aircraft. And they're finding out that when they recharge these lithium ion batteries, oftentimes there's an overcharge condition that happens. Overheating happens, and a potential fire happens. So they're probably pushing the edge of the engineering capability of the batteries, or there's a firmware problem somewhere in the aircraft which is telling the battery that it ought to recharge when it doesn't need to be charged. So they have to sort that out. There's capacitance, resistance, as well as charging problems that are associated with all that. It's a bit of a mess and a major challenge for the industry.
And what do you think? What do you think Boeing will get this sorted soon, or what do you think their time frame really should be?
I don't know. I actually think there's a problem within a problem. I actually think there's a mismatch between an aviation quality component, not in the batteries, but maybe in some of the cabling or the circuitry that's involved. I don't think some of the circuitry is smart enough to know that the batteries ought not to be charged to full capacity. And I think the batteries have been overcharged because the system has been made to think that it needs more power than it does. So for probably the first time in the duty life of a battery, I think there's going to be a constraint put on the batteries that they're not going to be allowed to be fully charged, because it's in the full charge that the overcharge happens. And to how to solve that, this is a major situation, because you actually have a flying machine that's serving as the pointy edge of battery technology. And that's really, it's like the old days of hydrogen in dirigibles. You know, you had helium, hydrogen, and a walking fire trap in the air. Same things happened to a large airliner in the 21st century.
And I take it that, saying that now, you agree with Jap Airs and other airlines taking the preemptive move to ground the fleets.
Yeah.
Oh, 787s.
If you can't figure it out, you have to stop it from flying.
Right. Thank you very much, Bernie. That was great. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.